The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went on to say, "The kingdom of God is like this. A man scatters seed in his field. He sleeps at night, is up and about during the day, and all the while the seeds are sprouting and growing. Yet he does not know how it happens. The soil itself makes the plants grow and bear fruit. First the tender stalk appears, then the head, and finally the head full of grain. When the grain is ripe, the man starts cutting it with his sickle because harvest time has come. What shall we say the kingdom of God is like?" asked Jesus. "What parable shall we use to explain it?" "It is like this. A man takes a mustard seed, the smallest seed in the world, and plants it in the ground. After a while, it grows up and becomes the biggest of all plants. It puts out such large branches that the birds come and make their nests in its shade." Jesus preached his message to the people, using many other parables like these. He told them as much as they could understand. He would not speak to them without using parables, but when he was alone with his disciples, he would explain everything to them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Great, please do take a seat, everyone. Now, I want to start with a question. I'm hoping, I know at least one or two people will be able to tell me, but I'm hoping there might be a few more. What have you planted recently? I mean, literally, what have you planted recently? Have you been doing any gardening this year or something? Okay, right, Meg, let's just go over to you. There we go. What have you been planting?
Sunflower and clematis.
Excellent, great. Oh, Gabriel, are you going to tell me? There we go. What have you planted?
Tomatoes.
Have you eaten them yet? No, not yet. Oh, that's exciting. Wonderful. Yes.
Courgettes.
Excellent. Wonderful. There we go.
Potatoes, runner beans.
Excellent. Very green-fingered bunch, aren't they? Anyone else? Oh, yes, Sammy. If I come to you in just a moment, because I've got one for you. Anyone else? Has anyone else planted anything? Sammy. Yeah, you planted carrots, yeah. Well, actually, Sammy, do you want to bring up something that you've got with you today? That would be great, because, and then we can, oh, let me interview you about it, and you can tell everyone what it is and where it's come from and what's happened to it. So do you want to hand just over here? There we go. Right, so do you want to tell us what this is?
This is a sunflower.
It's a sunflower.
And
now,
My friend gave it to me.
So it's been given to you by your friend. Excellent. And what's happened to it in the last couple of weeks, do you think? How does it look compared to what it was like when you got given it?
It's a tiny bit bigger, and the leaves are more brown. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Excellent. Can I just hold on to that for a moment?
Sure.
That'd be great. And you can go and sit down. I'll hold on to this. Lovely. Thank you. Great, because that will come in useful. Well, that's really kind, isn't it, when someone gives you something like that? How wonderful. So why are we thinking about that? Well, if you were listening to our gospel reading just now, Jesus was talking about seeds and planting seeds. We're going to think about that in just a moment. And why is Jesus talking about plants and seeds? Well, in today's Bible reading, Jesus uses the example of seeds to show how God's kingdom grows. But what is God's kingdom? What does that mean? Well, God's kingdom is God's family. It's not a specific country. You can't go to a map and draw around the edge and say that's God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a family. It's a people made up of all sorts of different people. People like you and people like me all around the world who trust in Jesus. And this is what we learn from today's Bible reading, that Jesus plants the seed that grows his kingdom. Shall we try that signing? We like a bit of signing. So, Jesus plants the seed that grows his kingdom. Okay, and we'll do that again in just a moment. So let's have a look at the first bit of our reading, see how that explains it. So, Mark 4, 26 to 27. Jesus went on to say, "The kingdom of God is like this. A man scatters seed in his field. He sleeps at night, is up and about during the day, and all the while the seeds are sprouting and growing, yet he doesn't know how it happens." So this man that Jesus is talking about in this story, he plants these seeds, and that's it. He's not the greatest gardener. I wonder if Barry and Moz are thinking, oh, goodness, that's not a good way of looking after plants. You know, you need a lot more care than that. But this man, I'm afraid he's not putting that much care into it, is he? He doesn't water it. He doesn't put a net over it. He doesn't put down plant food. Or even, did you know if you talk or sing to plants, apparently that makes them grow better? Apparently they've done research. But he's not doing that. He's not talking to his plants or singing to them. He just scatters the seed and then goes to bed and he gets on with his life. So how are these poor little, tiny little seeds meant to grow? There seems to be no one looking after them. Well, let's read on, shall we? Verse 28. The sow itself makes the plants grow and bear fruit. First the tender stalk appears, then the ear, and finally the ear full of corn. When the corn is ripe, the man starts cutting it with his sickle because harvest time has come. So you look out in a few months' time, see all these great big wheat fields or corn on the cob growing, and they've started these tiny little seeds, they've grown and grown and grown until the time where it's ripe to harvest. Jesus is saying in this story, the soil does it all. Now, the soil doesn't look amazing. If you come up and have a look at this soil, it doesn't look that exciting, does it? I don't know. Maybe there are people who get excited about soil, but it just, you know, it's brown, it's a bit damp, it's a bit gritty and grainy. There might be some creepy crawlies in there. It doesn't look all that amazing, does it? But this soil is amazing. It is amazing. It's got everything in it that these tiny little seeds need to grow. It's got the moisture. It can keep the seeds safe. It can feed it. It waters it so that these seeds turn into plants that grow and grow and grow until it's ready to be cut down and used as food. I don't know about you, but I don't think about soil enough as perhaps I should do, and just how amazing it is and how much we rely on it. But why is Jesus telling us this, just so we know about plants? Well, no, this is a parable. It's a teaching story with a purpose. Jesus is telling us this story because, remember the signing, Jesus plants the seed that grows his kingdom. And God's family around the world, it grows not because of us, not because of me or Jan or any one of us work really, really hard. That's important. We'll think about that in a moment. But God's family grows because of him. He is like the soul. He's like the good soul who's got everything in him that you need to be to grow up into the kind of person that God wants you to be. I don't know about you, but I think this is really encouraging because God does the growing of his family by sowing the seed of faith in us. He's the one who nurtures us. He's the one who cares for us. He's the one who protects us. And that means we can and should trust him because he's always planting seeds and making them grow. So perhaps you're here thinking about your role as maybe a parent or an auntie or uncle or godparents or grandparents, and you might feel like a bit of a failure. Maybe here on Father's Day, you find Father's Day hard, or you know someone who does because you feel like a bit of a failure as a parent. You can trust God. He is good and he is mighty. So let's remember the signing again. Jesus plants the seed that grows his kingdom. So that's the first thing. Secondly, we see how even the tiniest seed can turn into something absolutely massive. Let's have a look at verse 31. So it says, God's kingdom is like this. A man takes a mustard seed, the smallest seed in the world, and plants it into the ground. After a while, it grows up and becomes the biggest of all plants. It puts out such large branches that the birds come and make their nests in its shade. Shall we practice being a tiny little mustard seed? You're going to help me with this, James. So we're going to be tiny, weeny little, the smallest you can get. And then all of a sudden you grow out into this huge, great tree. Absolutely massive. Isn't it amazing how even the tiniest little seed, when it's in good soil, it can turn into something absolutely tremendous. And the same is true with God's family. Think about who's Jesus talking to at that point. He's got a small group of followers. Think about the 12 apostles, the disciples. It's just over a handful of people he's got there. And 2,000 years later, where are we? 2.6 billion Christians. That's 31% of the world. One in three people on this planet is a Christian. Tiny mustard seed, huge great tree. Look how that tiny seed has grown into a huge tree. And why is that? Well, it's because Jesus plants the seed that grows his kingdom. Now, even though Jesus plants the seed and God is the one who makes it grow, we've still got work to do, okay? So my first question to all of you, and especially to any of the dads listening, here or online, my question to you is, what seeds have you sown recently? I'm not talking about plants. What seeds have you sown recently? There is no better seed than sowing the seed of faith or the seed of trust in God in someone's life. Well, how might you do that, you say, Tim? Well, here's one easy way that I've found to do that. This is a book called How Great Is Our God? 100 Indescribable Devotions About God and Science. As we like talking about the science and about God in this, and we try and do it each day. We don't always do it. Sometimes we forget or let other things get in the way. But most mornings, we start with this. It's got a verse from the Bible, a little description about something to do with God and science, and a little prayer at the end. Easy peasy. I don't have to think about what to say. I just open the book at the next page and go, oh, okay, well, this one's all about leaves. And it's got a verse from it as well, from the Bible. So that's just an easy way of planting a seed of faith in a child's life. And dads, that would be a great thing for you to take the lead in doing as well. That's one easy way. But dads, you might feel discouraged or weak or struggle. You're not alone. Trust God. He's mighty and he wants to help you. And we're here for you as well. We're here, your church family here at St. Peter's. We want to help you. That's why we've got the men's group, because we want to help other men. We want to help dads here, because it's hard being a dad. And those seeds you plant, even though they may look tiny, remember this parable, even though they might look tiny, reading that passage or that reading on breakfast when you feel like your kids aren't listening, a tiny seed, remember, huge trees can come from a tiny little seed. I want to tell you about someone. Tilly is 7, and each night her dad does 3 things with her. He helps her to brush her teeth, number one. Number two, he makes sure that she's in her pajamas, because sometimes she forgets. And 3, he reads a Bible storybook that has a little prayer at the end. 3 things each and every night. You see, Jesus is planting a seed in Tilly through what her dad is doing, even though it might not look all that impressive. Brushing teeth in pajamas, reading a bit from the Bible in prayer. That is both very, very simple and very, very profound as well. I'd love to recommend a great podcast episode that's been done by Faith in Kids. And if you listen to podcasts, you can search this up. It's called The Adventure of Fatherhood. So any dads out there, you listen to podcasts, you could listen to it on the commute this week. It's got all sorts of really helpful stuff to get you thinking about parenting for the long game. But there's even a podcast for mums and for grandparents too. But it would be applicable to all sorts of people. So that's by Faith in Kids. That's The Adventure of Fatherhood, but they've done The Adventure of Motherhood and The Adventure of Grandparenthood as well. Have a listen to that. 45 minutes, and it could absolutely have a profound effect on your family. So how can dads make the most out of Father's Day and out of every day? Well, how can we be the best father to our children? It's only by knowing God as our Father too. You see, knowing God as our Father will give us the resources to keep on going, not to despair when life gets really hard, and most importantly, to know the source of all love in our life. And all of that is made possible wonderfully when we come to Jesus. So dads, don't despair. I know it's easy. Don't despair, but think about how you could plant those seeds of faith in your children. Little seeds, big trees. And for everyone else who isn't a dad, and maybe you haven't had great experience with dads in your family life, well, maybe speak to a dad this week. This could be a dad you know. It could be a dad that you just see randomly on the bus. Encourage them in one thing. They might not be a perfect dad, and they're probably not. But encourage them in one thing that you see them doing. It may be reading to their child on the bus, or it may be holding their hand, going along to the playground, whatever it is. Encourage them in one thing that you see them doing, because that encouragement could mean the whole world to them. And let's remember, above all of this, let's get ready for our signing, that Jesus plants the seed that grows his kingdom. Amen. We